26.
Number 26 is from the Department of Transportation and the Airport Director submitting a semi-annual information report on the status of all currently authorized airport capital project improvements. Sent to the committee on TPW, which took no action on it. This report is informational, unless otherwise directed.
Mr. Walsh-Logan, how are you?
Good morning, Supervisor, Chairman. I'm doing fine, thank you.
Would you like to give us a synopsis?
Basically, this is a six-month informational report. This is the status as of December 31st. Unfortunately, we have to wait till we close the books in order to prepare such a report, so that's why the timing delay on this. There are two spreadsheets attached. One is the revenue, and that is budget, and the other is the expenditures, and that includes both budget and actual expenditures to date since the beginning of the project. I'd be happy to answer any questions, concerns.
Supervisor Smith.
Thank you. We can look at these sheets. And I know there was a question that came up in the last year whether we should even bother getting this because it's pretty hard to understand, to read, to look at all these projects. We don't have an idea what the status is and what's going on. I mean, it's micro minutiae here, but it's very important because it's all capital.
Yes.
So it is important. And, and we don't want to get in the situation because it's, quote, not taxing, that we don't care about what's going on. We looked at carryovers. We looked at arbitrage. We looked at, unfortunately, we found out Frontier, besides our Midwest was never going to leave, and now we got Frontier going down to the bowl, and they just cut a couple more routes. I saw today in the paper and this morning. But we need to keep track of these things, and I presume maybe I could have some help to re-educate me and maybe anyone else who cares about this, is that Pam Bryant gets involved in this. Who else gets involved in this to check on this? I mean, we have all this money and we got laid out, and now we're saying, well, people are pulling back. Do we reevaluate every 6 months? Do we take that consideration, how much we really need to do? And if there's going to be, we have the overruns. So could you speak to that a little bit?
Supervisor, Chairman, I can attempt to address that. We do have a capital improvement plan that goes out quite a few years. It's out about 10 years at this point on the plans of what we, on a capital plans that are in place by the airport. The capital improvement plan was last approved by the airlines as part of the lease negotiation. There was a 5-year capital improvement plan through 2015. They, as part of their lease, have committed certain amounts of dollars that they will pay for out of this. The rest is all coming from either the PFC dollars, the passenger facility charge that is a charge on every ticket, the airport improvement fund, federal and state dollars, and we stay within those budgets. We have, in fact, deferred several projects that have been approved that due to reductions in capacity and flights, et cetera, we're going to delay, at least delay at this point. They haven't been totally taken off the capital improvement plan, but they will be delayed. We won't do them this year. We'll see how things go.
Well, I guess that's the answer I was looking for. Thank you. That that obviously that you have to, it's obviously necessary to plan out for the years like we have to do in all our budgeting. Here we are with 5 or 10 year plans. We need to look ahead and budget accordingly. But then there's always, just like you said, passenger facility charges of the airlines. I mean, when we talked about hangars earlier today, we have to have airlines there that they're going to be footing the bill and have enough passengers to have those kind of monies to do the improvements we're talking. Maybe I'm being so self-obvious here, but I guess it's good to hear and to know that we do reflect on these and revisit these, every year, because we're looking forward and to make sure that projections be made that we're going to have the money to do that.
Yes, we do follow that very closely, Supervisor.
Supervisor,
well, the only comment I'm going to make, and I did make a similar comment in transportation, but especially with the new people, I think this report highlights that when you talk about the debt of Milwaukee County, you must separate. There's airport debt. All of the airport debt is paid within the airport, within their budget. There's no tax levy, that's correct. Then there's debt within the pension plans, and then there's the debt within the within the county, which we pay for our half-cent sales tax in terms of planning all of our capital projects for everything else. But you cannot go out and talk about just debt in one big bucket and say that, make a jump to a conclusion that the county has too much debt. You must separate those things out. And to make public comments that fail to do that really, in my opinion, are misleading. So thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Mr. Cady?
Yes, Mr. Manchin. Chairman, Supervisors, thank you. Just again, just to kind of give you a little, for the new supervisors on the committee, that might be a little helpful, how this report sort of originated was several years ago after, I believe, some fairly large cost overruns in one of the concourse, projects, and quite honestly, a previous fiscal and budget administrator who was rather frustrated with all of the fund transfers that you see each month in your packet related to airport capital, and sort of a natural tendency for the airport wanting to continue to do additional capital projects, and the arguments back and forth about there's might be too much on their plate already, and so it gives us a snapshot. Kind of see all of the capital projects the airport currently has open, so that as you're reviewing fund transfers to make changes to those budgets, you understand maybe how the original scope started, how it's evolved, and where it is now. Because your capital improvement budget each year basically shows the new capital improvement projects that are started or funding for the next phase. If it's something that's already been previously appropriated, you wouldn't really see that again in front of you. So this gives you an opportunity to review all the airport capital twice a year and see what projects are open.
Thank you. Mr. Ransom.
One of the things when I looked at this report that I thought would be interesting to the committee and to those who review the report is, in essence, a percentage of completion. I mean, what you have when you see this report is you see the dollar amount of the projects and what was approved as the budgeted amount for it, but you don't see what has been expended so far and what is believed to be left to expend. If you had an idea of how much is left to be completed, or if there's 10% left to be completed, or if it's 90% complete, that gives you a better idea of where they're at in the status of their projects. And that's a typical type of thing in any type of a construction industry. The report that the executives and their board is always receiving is the status of all their projects and where they are as a percentage of completion on those projects. That gives them an idea of what they have and the ability they have to move manpower around if needed to complete projects. So that's one of the things I'm going to look at in making a change to this report, is give you a percentage of completion so you have an idea of what's going on with these projects and where you're at. If you see most of these are only at a 20% completion, it gives you an idea that maybe we should, maybe do a delay in some of our capital funding for new projects going on because of the list of the projects that they have already. So let's give us a chance to take a look and make some modifications to the report and put it in a summary format for you that gives you as the legislative side a better report to give you an idea of where these are at.
Thank you. This is a recommendation report.
Mm-hmm.
And since we have technology, so press and go to the computer, have a look at it. Thank you very much. Item